world. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Victoria Barella, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida. This is Infocom 2019, and we are in the Peerless AV booth. We are proud to be here and even prouder of our partnership with Peerless for all our podcasts at Infocom 2019. Today, we have our guest, Michael Olmedo from Lumens. He is a Central South Sales Manager. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi. Can you tell us, you know, I live under a rock, but just kidding. I'm here. I've been in the industry for 3 years, so I'm fairly new. Can you tell me a little bit about what Lumens does?
Yep. We are an optical company specializing in cameras. We make everything from document cameras to pan-tilt zoom cameras and some now box cameras that we're introducing here at Infocom this year.
Cool. What is your favorite child at the booth? I know you're not supposed to pick a favorite child, but what's your favorite
product? No, I'm glad you asked that because there is a product that I'm really excited to have that I can sell.
You can totally rave about
it. It is our third generation of electric capture system, now called the LC200.
Okay.
And they've made so many improvements that it's going to it's going to be my favorite thing this year, I'm pretty sure.
Cool. And then tell me a little bit about where maybe you've used this product in a project, or is it way new that you have?
It is, you know, being called the lecture capture system, that's kind of the easiest term for people to wrap their heads around in the education space.
Okay.
But it's an event recorder. It's basically a DVR with a lot of features. What it lets us do and the way we apply it, the applications, a lot of churches, for instance, they want to record their services, but they also want to stream their services. So this appliance lets you record and stream simultaneously. And now with the new features, you know, we have schedulers built in. We have VU meters, which was something missing on the previous products. And so just the ease of use of the product, the price point of the product, it's really going to lend itself towards not just house of worship application, but government offices, training facilities, even education. For obviously the name comes from, you know, the higher ed space where teachers want to be able to record and then stream or play back their classrooms for students that can't attend live. So this is just the perfect appliance for that.
So I want to assume, but I will also ask, I guess, is this an easy to use product? Because it is, you know, it sounds like it's geared towards the education,
Higher
ed. So, you know, you want to make it easy for anyone to come up and just use it, plug and play, go. You know, you have an event, everyone's already stressed out and freaking out and sweating about it. So they don't want to worry about the AV, you know, and the technologies behind it. Can you go a little bit into about, you know, there's other people in the AV industry that are doing this, but why are you guys better?
Well, okay. So with this box, what has changed a little bit is that it's almost plug and play simple. Once it's been set up the first time, which is probably the most elaborate thing, is making sure your cameras are connected, you're getting the signal that you want, whether you're controlling those cameras or they're fixed lens cameras. The audio has in the past been a little tricky to manipulate and manage. Now, because the box is so streamlined and the interface can be, like when I'm doing my presentation in the booth, I tell people you can make this complicated if you want to, because it does a lot. Like having automatic record and automatic streaming and streaming to certain, like if you're doing FTP offsite to another server, that stuff is all, you know, something that can be considered confusing. But if all you want to do is walk up and turn on, you know, hit record and hit stop, and somebody else is going to manage that data after the fact, then it can be that simple. And that's why it lends itself to, you know, not just education, but even just a professor, if you would, that doesn't want to mess with all of the details of where those files are going. Mm-hmm. It can be prearranged, hit record, hit stop, it's done.
Mm-hmm. And this is not only in events, I'm assuming you also use it for like a classroom setting, like if people are away.
Well, for instance, we use it in our offices. If we have meetings in our office and we maybe have a guest speaker or have a presentation that we may want to rewatch, we have cameras set up in our conference room using our device so that we can just hit record. We don't worry about moving the cameras. They're all on fixed settings. And after that, we can share the file or look at the file or do whatever we want, because you can access the box online as well.
I bet people are lining up in your booth right now, because with the new generation coming in, they have a totally different learning style. And they're all, you know, on the computer and on technology. And as much as we want to yell at the younger kids, you know, that get off your iPad or whatever, I mean, let's be realistic. That's how they learn.
I have a funny story. My son was a couple of years back, he was at A&M And he said, Dad, every single one of my classes, I can just watch the video back. Nice. I don't have to go to class. And I said, perfect, come home.
Why are you spending so much money over there?
Just come home, watch the videos. That's what you do anyway. But then let's fast forward. Like you said, their learning style is different. He had a Jeep, he had an issue with his engine. Mm-hmm. And so he replaced the engine. And about a month into the project, I said, where in the world did you learn to just swap an engine in a Jeep? And he said, YouTube. I said, okay. Wow. He rebuilt the transmission, he welded, you know, engine mounts. He did everything watching YouTube videos. Wow. 100% self-taught to swap an engine in a car. I thought that was amazing.
So if someone were to do this streaming and recording it and saving all these files with your product, maybe, I don't know, some demonstration or something, what are the files exported? Are they easy to use? Do you have to, how does that work?
It'd be just like opening a file on your computer, watch, you know, play back a video.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. So it's just a big video file.
Very cool. Is there anything else that you want to focus on at Infocom?
We have also in the booth, we brought in 3 new box cameras. So what's kind of neat about the box cameras, you've probably heard the term esports.
I have not, but I'm also very new.
It's kind of a new term, I guess. Oh, okay. At NAB this year, there were a lot of people focusing on this esport rage, if you will, watching other people play electronic sports online, right?
Got
so
it. Okay.
Kids that are watching other kids play video games to learn how to play the video game or just for entertainment.
I didn't know that was a term. Okay.
I know. So making a video of a computer monitor, or let's say in a manufacturing application where you don't really need to move the camera around. You just need a real high quality image of something in another room or something, you know, where it's not easily accessible or viewable. We have cameras now that are fixed lens cameras. We also have 30x optical zoom cameras that can be used not only in e-sport type applications, but manufacturing, training, looking into rooms, you know, looking into warehouses, not necessarily security. Because I think for security, those level of cameras are a lot, there's just a lot more, it's a different market, it's a different vertical and that's a different level of camera. So these are broadcast capable box cameras. We have 2 that are in the 4K range, one that has a 30x optical zoom lens and one that has a fixed lens. Both cameras are capable of 60 frames per second. So high frame rate, high image quality. Our fixed lens 4K camera also has USB connectivity and HDMI out. So, you know, in a sub-$1,000 camera, you just have this amazing picture quality for just about any application you can come up with. Additionally, we have another box camera. It's 30x optical zoom, 1080p, 60 frames. So it fits another very specific niche or market that we're trying to attract. And the booth traffic has been really, really crazy looking at these cameras. And then one more camera, our improved 50p. We now have a 61sp coming. And that basically designates that it's another 30x optical zoom with IP connectivity, 3G SDI connectivity, HDMI connectivity, all live simultaneously. So we're really proud of our camera lineup this year.
So where do you see these products being used in what markets? You kind of touched a bit about it, but are there other markets that...
Well, someone asked that question in the booth today because he had a very specific application for a training room. And then the very next guy behind him says, well, we're a production company. So we do 90 productions a year all over the country, and I need cameras, but we count on volunteers to run the cameras. And he said, we're really thinking we're going to go towards having manless cameras all coming back to a control center using your joystick control, your cameras over IP. So I can access cameras in all different locations seamlessly with low latency. And those are the applications that people are coming up with. Sporting arenas. I just saw on a video screen behind you, sporting arenas, gambling centers, Even in some applications, I've had guys say, well, we want a high-end image camera for security, but not just security. We'll double this camera for doing trainings in the room if we can. So camera prices have dropped to a point that's become a more realistic, you know, option.
Good. I'm happy to hear. So if someone's not at the trade show or isn't able to see these demonstrations in person, where can we find it online?
Online, we're at mylumens.com. And our booth here at the show is booth 4955.
Okay, cool. Do you have videos and pictures and demonstrations online on your products?
Absolutely. That's another thing that I think we're going to spend a lot of time this year making videos, because everyone's looking online for information. Sure. We're really building up our video library so you can see the products and demonstrations. Mm-hmm. You can see the products and application. We're really focusing hard again this year on finding customers and doing customer case studies, if you will. And just getting a lot other people commenting about how they're using the camera technology to get everyone excited.
Cool. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Remind us one more time again of the website and if you have any social medias.
Yep. We are mylumens.com. Social media wise,
I'm sure Twitter.
Lumens Ladybug is our Twitter handle, I think. And our Facebook is Lumens Ladybug as well. Cool. Ladybug spelled L-A-D-I-B-U-G.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming out to the show.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope you have a great rest of your Infocom. And that concludes our show for today, the Trade Show Minute. If you want to listen to all our live podcasts, read or watch videos from the Infocom coverage, you can visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. If you happen to be here in Orlando, stop by, say hi, listen in person, and thank you for coming out to the show.
Thank you, Victoria. Mm-hmm.